Laudato Jesus Christus, Vatican and World News.
In the headlines this Thursday, August 6th, Pope Francis expresses his closeness to the people of Japan as the world marks 75 years since the first use of atomic weapons in aggression. The bishops of the European Union work to help Lebanese affected by the blasts in Beirut, and the Vatican clarifies several questions regarding the validity of baptism when using a modified formula. In the Vatican, I'm Devin Watkins. The world on Thursday marked the 75th anniversary of the atomic bombing of Hiroshima at the end of World War II. Pope Francis sent a message to the people of Japan to mark the Diamond Jubilee of an event that forever changed the world. In his message to the governor of the Hiroshima prefecture, the Pope called for an end to the use and creation of nuclear weapons. Father Benedict Miyake has the story.
Pope Francis expressed his closeness to the people of Japan on Thursday on the 75th anniversary of the nuclear bombing of Hiroshima, which took place during the Second World War. In a message sent on Thursday to the governor of the Hiroshima prefecture, Hidehiko Yusaki, the Pope offered his cordial greetings to the organizers and participants in the 75th solemn anniversary of the nuclear bombing. The Pope also recalled that he was able to reflect on the destruction of human life and property at the Peace Memorial in Hiroshima and at Hypo Center Park in Nagasaki during his apostolic visit to the two cities in November 2019. In the message, the Pope said that he had come to Japan last year as a pilgrim of peace, and he holds in his heart the longing of the peoples of our time, especially of young people who thirst for peace and make sacrifices for peace. The Pope also expressed his closeness to the poor, who are always among the first victims of violence and conflict. Recalling his message during his visit in 2019, Pope Francis said that the use of atomic energy for purposes of war is immoral, just as the possessing of nuclear weapons is immoral. For peace to flourish, therefore, the Pope said that all people need to lay down the weapons of war, and especially the most powerful and destructive weapon, which are nuclear arms, which can cripple and destroy whole cities or whole countries. Pope Francis also prayed for the bomb-affected people referred to as Hibakusha. Many of them, survivors of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, suffer from horrifying effects of the bombings, including radiation poisoning and psychological trauma. The Pope prayed that their prophetic voices might serve as a warning for us for coming generations. Concluding his message, Pope Francis invoked abundant divine blessings upon all who commemorate the solemn anniversary. I'm Father Benedict Miyake.
Staying with the story, survivors of the atomic bombing of Hiroshima remembered victims today with a solemn commemoration. The city's mayor urged nations to put aside nationalism, while Japan's bishops warned of growing threats to global peace. Alistair Wanklin reports from Tokyo.
In a park near where the atomic bomb fell, several hundred survivors and the relatives of those who died gathered to remember the victims. They stood in prayer as a bell marked the moment the bomb fell. Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe told the mourners, "Japan will work as a bridge between nations to abolish nuclear weapons." The mayor of Hiroshima said the city's post-war recovery has made the city a symbol of peace. Mayor Kazumi Matsui urged civil society worldwide to reject nationalism and unite against all threats. Around 140,000 people died in the explosion or from injuries such as radiation burns in the weeks that followed. 3 days after destroying Hiroshima, the United States detonated a second bomb over the city of Nagasaki. Earlier this week, the mayor of Nagasaki said, "Although countries blow hot and cold on nuclear disarmament, the people of Hiroshima and Nagasaki will always speak up." Nagasaki Mayor Tomihisa Taue said it's important that those small voices continue to remind the world of the inhumanity of nuclear weapons. Last month, the Catholic Bishops' Conference of Japan released a message marking 75 years since the end of World War II. The bishops noted new threats to global peace, including a new Cold War, instability in East Asia, and a global environmental crisis. The bishops also spoke of the urgency of denuclearization. Last year, they urged Japan's government to sign the United Nations Treaty on the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons. More than 80 countries have signed that treaty, but Japan has not. It relies on the nuclear protection of the United States. For Vatican News, Alistair Wanklin in Tokyo.
The Japanese Archbishop of Nagasaki spoke to Vatican News about the Hiroshima anniversary. Archbishop Joseph Misuaki Takami said younger generations must be reminded about the horrors of nuclear war, as those who survived it firsthand age and fade.
Already 75 years passed away, so many Japanese maybe don't even, particularly among young people, they don't even know the date of the atomic bombing. But still, there are survivors, many, many survivors, and many people want to transmit their experiences of survivors to the next generation. So this is being done. So we hope this transmission of the experience of the atomic bombardment is very important to make appeal the tragic events to the people, to the world, and appeal to the peace, the importance of peace to the world, all people.
Thanks there to Archbishop Joseph Misuaki Takami of Nagasaki. In other news, the bishops of the European Union have expressed their sorrow over the explosion that rocked the Lebanese city of Beirut. A fire reportedly ignited a massive quantity of ammonium nitrate fertilizer on Tuesday, killing at least 145 people, injuring thousands, and sending shockwaves deep into the city with widespread damage to property. Cardinal Jean-Claude Hollerich of Luxembourg is the president of the European Bishops' Conferences. He said EU bishops are deeply sorry for the suffering this tragedy has caused.
We feel very sorry from the bottom of our heart. We suffer with people from Lebanon. We pray for people of Lebanon because they are our neighbors. And we know that Lebanon is a country with very different layers of culture. And there is something European in these layers of culture. We have so many people from Lebanon living inside the European Union. So they are also part of Europe. So we have to react. We have to show them our full solidarity in prayer and in concrete help.
Could you tell us about some of the concrete measures underway for the people of Beirut and Lebanon at this moment?
You have the different bishops' conferences. Some of them are very generous. You have Caritas International, which is alimented by the Caritas of the different European countries also, which are involved. People in Europe, Christians, are giving money to help this poor country.
Apart from this tragedy, what has Comissi done to mitigate Lebanon's worst economic crisis and the burden of refugees?
I think that Comissi is committed for a dialogue of the EU with the neighboring countries. And this dialogue must be based on justice, on a fair trade system. And Lebanon is at the doorstep of Europe. So it's in the own interest of the European Union to be committed for peace in Lebanon. But as Christians, we must not just react for our own interest, but we have to act out of compassion, charity, out of solidarity.
Thanks there to Cardinal Jean-Claude Hollerich of Luxembourg. Separately, coronavirus infections are rising in several European Union nations, where authorities are stepping up measures to halt the trend. Stefan Boss reports from the Netherlands, where the two most populous cities began ordering people to wear face masks in some areas.
Amid rising coronavirus infection rates, authorities in the Dutch capital Amsterdam and the famed port city of Rotterdam are trying to enforce face masks orders in their liberal towns. Amsterdam ordered masks to be worn in the notorious red light district and busy shopping streets and markets. But many visitors to the narrow lanes and canal side roads of the historic neighborhood ignored the instructions, despite signs informing people of the new measure in English and Dutch.
It's never been the government's job to worry about our health. It's our job to worry about our own health.
But another man disagrees.
I think it's important to wear a mask, especially for older people, because we need to be all together to protect people from infection.
Police in Rotterdam said a number of people also opposed to the mask order, staging a protest in the downtown area, where masks became obligatory. The mask orders came into force a day after the Dutch Public Health Institute reported a near doubling in confirmed infections in a week to 2,588, with a quarter of the people who tested positive aged in their 20s. For Vatican News, I am Stefan Bos in Amsterdam.
And finally, the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith released a note today in response to questions about the formula for baptisms. The CDF affirmed that baptisms administered with modified formulas are invalid, including those that substitute "I baptize you" with the phrase "we baptize you." Robin Gomes has more.
The sacrament of baptism administered with an arbitrarily modified formula is not valid, according to the Vatican Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith, CDF. People who were supposedly baptized using those formulas must be baptized unconditionally by repeating the rite according to the liturgical norms stipulated by the Church. The CDF clarified that point in response to two questions regarding the validity of baptism conferred with the following formula: "In the name of the Father and of the Mother, of the Godfather and of the Godmother, and in the name of the community, we baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." The responses from the CDF were confirmed by Pope Francis at the end of June and published on Thursday. The CDF also said this modification was introduced to emphasize the communitarian significance of baptism in order to express the participation of the family and of those present. On the contrary, the note says, quoting Vatican II, "When one baptizes, it is really Christ himself who baptizes. The Lord has a principal role in the event being celebrated." The doctrinal note said the modification represents an ancient temptation to substitute formula handed down by tradition with other texts judged more suitable. The congregation said modifying the form of celebration of a sacrament does not constitute simply a liturgical abuse, but inflicts a wound upon the Church and the salvific action of Christ. In some cases, it renders the sacrament itself invalid. The note concluded with a reminder that it is Christ himself who baptizes through the person of the minister. I'm Robin Gomes.
And now this message from Vatican Radio and UNESCO.
When you are scrolling through your newsfeed and you read a message about the coronavirus, think about how it makes you feel. Does it make you feel angry, sad, or shocked? Disinformation can be spread through the use of emotion-targeted content. Before sharing or reacting to such content, try to think of where it comes from, who might benefit from it, and who might be hurt from it. Think before clicking. Think before sharing. During the COVID-19 outbreak, only trust official information sources and credible media outlets. Do not share unverified information. This is a message from UNESCO.
That brings us to the end of this edition of Vatican and World News. For more on these and other stories, go to our web portal at www.vaticannews.va. There you can also find all our broadcasts in podcast form. And don't forget to catch the latest updates on our Facebook page and Twitter feed. In the Vatican, I'm Devin Watkins.